Mary sells houses for a large company. A married couple has agreed to buy a house for $150,000. They are going to come into the office this afternoon to sign the final papers. Then, her boss calls her into his office. The buyers have changed their minds. The boss is very angry and speaks rudely to Mary. She knows it is not her mistake, but he won't listen. She also knows she will lose a lot of money. She begins to cry suddenly. Paul is sitting in the backyard with his wife and children. They have just finished dinner and are having a pleasant evening talking. The phone rings. It is Paul's mother calling from another city. Paul's father has just had a heart attack and died. Paul starts crying as he tells his mother he will come as soon as possible. In Atlantic City, the Miss America contest is nearly finished. There are 10 finalists. The judges choose Miss Alabama as the most beautiful woman in the United States. When her name is announced, she steps forward. The outgoing Miss America puts a crown on her head, and the new Miss America starts to cry. People cry when they feel very bad. They cry when something terrible happens, like a death in the family. They cry in sorrow when a close friend has a death in the family. They cry when they feel very sad or very angry. They cry when they know they cannot do anything about a problem. People also cry when they feel very good. They cry when they have been very worried about something, but find out everything is all right. They cry when something wonderful happens. How do people feel about crying? Paul felt better after he let out his feelings. Miss America was so excited that she hardly knew she was crying. Mary was ashamed and very angry with herself because she cried in her boss's office. In the United States, until lately, men were not supposed to cry. Crying was weak and only for women. Men were supposed to be strong. But things are changing. Men are beginning to realize that it is all right to show their feelings. Women are learning that sometimes they can do something about a problem instead of just crying. They try not to cry in a public place or in front of a frightened child. Chemists have been studying why people cry. They say the body produces two kinds of tears. One kind cleans out the eye if it gets dirt in it. But when people cry because of their feelings, these tears have poison chemicals in them. The body is getting rid of chemicals produced by strong feelings. In the United States, men have heart disease more often than women do. Doctors say heart disease and some other diseases have something to do with the pressures of living and working in a modern society. Perhaps men suffer more from these diseases because they do not cry enough. And it is possible that as more and more women work outside the home, they will also suffer from more pressure. Then everyone will need to cry.